It's a term I had never heard of before when it comes to marriage. Normal marital hatred. And I was like, what? It's okay to hate your spouse? And I guess maybe it is. Dr. Patrick Juanes is a relationship expert. You can find him online at patrickjuanes.com. Dr. Juanes, is this real? I'm reading this article in the Washington Post, and I was like, I can't believe so many people hate the people they're married to.
No, it's not a real thing. It came from one family therapist who decided, look, if I use this term, I can get great publicity, which he did. He got an article in Washington Post. Let's look at the term normal hatred in marriage or normal marital hatred. What is normal? You mean it's common, it's expected, it's going to recur frequently? No, that's not correct. In fact, every study shows as you have more and more hatred within the marriage, you get to the place of contempt, and then there's no turning back. A better way of looking at this is saying there are going to be moments in your relationship where you're going to say, I really dislike you at this moment. That's a better way of looking at it, and that is separate the person from the action. So if the person's done something really bad, it's not healthy to say, I hate you. You can say, I hate what you've done, or I really dislike you. There are moments when you are going to dislike your partner or dislike what they've done. But don't encourage yourself to the place of saying, it's okay to hate my spouse.
I'm so glad you said that, because when I was reading this, I was like, there's times, I mean, in every relationship, there's times when you look at your significant other and you're like, oh gosh, like, you know, you roll your eyes, you get frustrated, you get upset. Maybe you need to take a break and walk out of the room, even walk out of the house. But I would never say it's hate. You just are upset in that moment, you know? So I'm glad to hear you to say that that's not, this isn't really a thing.
Yeah, and I think it's important to, again, separate the person from the behavior, because everyone's going to do something that we don't like. Everyone's going to do something that ultimately is going to hurt us. And the way you choose to respond is going to determine where do you go next.
Dr. Juanes, you know, one thing that I saw actually, though, in the article that did translate a little bit to make sense to me was looking at your relationship as its own ecosystem, not just as let me be the idealistic couple, like always appear happy or whatever. Because, again, you know, as you've stated and as we know, you know, that's not reality. But looking at your relationship as a full ecosystem, which means to me, not only handling what my junk is, but consider what it is your impact has on your entire lives, both of you as a person, you know, as a team, as not just as one, right? So get out of the individual thinking of just, you know, what is the thing that I need, and translate more to what about the choices that I make? How do they affect this other person?
That's a great point, because the concept is that you are forming a family, you're forming a union, you're forming a partnership. Your actions, your behavior are going to affect your partner. If you move away from becoming completely self-centered to actually caring about the needs of your partner, then it's easier to comfort them as well when they're having a hard time or when they're going through something. One of the things that I teach is in every relationship, think about, are you really concerned about the best interests of your partner as well? Whatever's happening in the relationship is going to affect both of you. It's not just him or her. It's not just I and her or I and him. It's all of you. So if you actually have an experience with your partner where your partner's having a really difficult time, their emotions are overwhelming, and you stop in the argument and you try to comfort your partner, then notice how different the outcome will be.
Thank you very much. If you want to see this article for yourself, we have it up on our Facebook page at Ann Unraven. You can read it, voice your opinion on it. And Dr. Patrick Juanes, you can always find him online at patrickjuanes.com. Thank you.
Thank you.